I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yesterday on segment 17, Kelly shared with us a video she had stumbled onto that had happened the night before, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know a ton about it. We just knew that there was some dude on a plane who apparently wouldn't sit down. And we were a little confused by, not that we doubted that he did something wrong. We just, you couldn't see what he did wrong because he mostly just smiled.
Yeah, we had no context.
But we were fascinated by the fact that at one point, the lady from the airline stood up and out loud to the passengers said, "Is there anyone who will physically help put this man in his seat?" And then this giant dude, I mean a giant, stood up and picked him up under the armpits like you would a toddler and set him down in his seat. And he appeared to be a grown man getting picked up by a groaner man.
Yeah. But immediately the unruly passenger, like you said, he was picked up like a toddler, but because of the size of the man who picked him up, he physically looked like a child in comparison.
Yeah, he looked small, and he had a facial expression that was kind of a mix of fear and awe.
Yeah,
like, wow, this is amazing, wow. But I'm also terrified. Mm-hmm. But this guy, the guy that picked him up, was so big. I mean, he was one of those people that had to kind of crouch down to walk down the middle aisle of the airplane. Like, he was a big guy.
Yeah, flying is not his favorite activity.
No.
Well, it turns out there was a news story done by KTLA in Los Angeles.
The Bertation Station.
The Bertation Station. And there is some backstory. And that guy's lucky he didn't get his face caved in.
New details now on the unruly passenger who forced a flight from Virginia to LAX to be diverted to Grand Junction, Colorado. Tonight, that flight finally touching down at LAX, and the passengers with quite a story to tell.
If you're watching on the webcams, you're seeing him get lifted like a, 5'10", 190-pound toddler.
Eyewitness News reporter Jory Rand joining us live from LAX after speaking with some of them. Jory.
It was quite an ordeal today, Mark. That plane left Norfolk, Virginia about 9:15 East Coast time this morning. Those passengers got to the airport about 2 hours earlier, probably left for the airport about an hour before that. Add it all together, that's about 3:15 a.m. West Coast time, and they finally touched down here tonight.
An unruly passenger aboard a Breeze Airways flight this morning from Norfolk, Virginia to LAX caused such a scene.
Now, this is the best part, too, because the moment the woman is who's working on the plane says, "Is there any able-bodied person who can help me put him in his chair?" The unruly passenger, stares at this man walking towards him, this giant, but doesn't think, "This guy's about to pick me up." He thinks, "Oh, this guy needs to get by." So he goes to move out of his way, and he's like, "Oh, sorry, bud, you need to get to the bathroom?" And the guy's like, "No, dummy."
And
it's my favorite part.
By the way, when you hear why he was being a problem, it's even more amazing that he didn't put two and two together. This guy's a full head taller than him, and
easily, he's
hunched over so he fits in the cabin of the plane. Yes.
I love the look on his face right here if you're watching at freebeerandhotwings.com. I think it's right around this moment that he realizes, "Oh, this guy does not have any problem lifting me up and carrying me."
That passengers had to step in to help subdue him, and the plane had to divert to Grand Junction, Colorado.
They're calling it a level 4 disturbance now. They said they had him restrained, he broke out, and there's passengers holding him down there.
The airline.
Damn. Jeez.
The airline had to call in a new flight crew to finish the flight, so tonight, almost 8 hours after their scheduled arrival, these weary travelers finally arrived in L.A. That's
Jory, fun. Why am I here after 7:45? I'm going to tell you why. This Tony Hawk wannabe from Outer Banks, North Carolina.
Did she call him a Tony Hawk wannabe?
Yeah. Was he doing skate tricks on the plane?
Funny people that got off this plane. Like, they're pissed in a funny way.
Okay, all right.
After 7:45, I'm going to tell you why. This Tony Hawk wannabe from Outer Banks, North Carolina, with his skateboard, had too many Bloody Marys this morning.
That passenger was heard using racist slurs and refusing to cooperate.
Oh, he's, boy.
Wow, that's a different angle of it, and it really shows how big that guy is.
Yeah.
Using racial slurs, he's in people's faces.
F-bombs and N-bombs, it's just stuff all, saying a lot of stuff.
I didn't expect, like, racism to be, like, I didn't think he would be so open about it, just, like, to be yelling stuff on the plane like that with kids around.
I was like, she's sort of like, that guy looked racist.
Yeah.
We weren't surprised he was racist. We were surprised he was so loud at it.
What?
I'm confused. Was he skateboarding on the plane?
Apparently he was carrying a skateboard.
Okay.
And,
right.
Yeah.
He looks like too old of a gentleman to be traveling with a skateboard.
He looks like Tom Segura.
No question. He does. Yeah. He's way too old.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's low-key very, very
this
crazy.
This is what Steve, this is what you'd have looked like if you'd have brought back your BMX from Jersey when we
Yeah.
People would have been like, what's your deal? Except you wouldn't have been walking up the aisles being racist and swearing.
No.
When a flight attendant asked for help, this man, fellow passengers called the linebacker in 17C, stepped in to help.
And the linebacker.
That's what they were calling him. He
is so big.
I don't mean to nitpick, but that dude's a defensive tackle if he ever played football.
Yeah,
he's too big for linebacker.
Just sat him down in the seat like a little kid.
Thank God for linebacker 17C because he really saved the day.
He's got a name. Oh no! No. Okay, you gotta hand it to KTLA because in this moment now they've got a camera shot on Jory the reporter next to the shoulder of the linebacker from 17C, so you don't see his head.
No.
It's like the old Naked Gun gag where the tall guy was in there, never his head is in the shot. That's this.
You see, like, his nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My son was on there, and there was other kids on there, and so...
Look at this lady's face.
Yeah, what's up with that other person?
She's enamored by him.
You are tall.
She looks like a character from the Proud Family.
Yeah, and she looks like a lady who always smells feces.
Yeah.
I smell food.
My son was on there, and there was other kids on there, and so I just had to, you know, sit him down.
Sometimes heroes can be camera shy, too.
Once I heard the flight attendant say, can somebody help me, it was like I just saw black almost, and I just grabbed him and set him down.
I think you probably saw white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A very racist shade of white.
Yeah. That guy saw a cloud of black envelop him.
The man was taken off the plane by police to both cheers and boos. And now these passengers have quite a Hollywood tale to tell.
That was crazy. I didn't expect that to happen. Like, you never really think that would happen to you until it happens. It's like a movie thing, you know? I was like, wow.
I really enjoy the passengers on this flight.
Yeah.
I want to fly Breeze Airlines from now on. Didn't even know it was a thing.
The best testimonials we've ever heard. Ever.
So not exactly a happy ending, but an ending in L.A., and they will take that, albeit much delayed. So the linebacker in 17C, it turns out he wasn't a linebacker. He played high school at Jordan High in Watts. He was a defensive end and a tight end.
Look at that.
There we go.
Perfect.
See,
the mountain of a man who came up big for these passengers today. By the way, that unruly passenger was met by the FBI in Grand Junction, now facing charges. We're live tonight at LAX. Jory Rand, ABC 7, Eyewitness News.
Yeah, he looked like he was on the front line there, Jory. Thank you very much. Alignment.
So like the lady said, some Tony Hawk wannabe has too many Bloody Marys. Look what he did to his life. Now, I don't know we don't know anything about him.
No, but we will by Monday. We'll know this guy's entire history.
He was going to LA with a skateboard. Instead, he causes everyone's flight to take almost 9 hours from start to finish. And, you know, it's a long flight anyway. And then he gets off in a city where he presumably knows no one and is met by the FBI. You've really made your life bad for whatever reason at that point.
What's crazy is he's sitting in a jail cell right now and maybe he knows how viral this is.
Oh, you're right.
But he might not. because he was bombed. So you assume he woke up yesterday like, oh no, what happened? But if he's still sitting in a jail cell and doesn't have access to his phone, by the time he comes out, I bet I could go on TikTok right now where that original video was posted. And I guarantee you those internet sleuths have not only found his name, obviously he's been arrested, so that's public record, but they've probably figured out exactly where he works.
His job.
And yeah, he's probably going to go home on whatever day without a job and no friends that are going to claim him.
Oh, that's all right. On the Tuesday after Labor Day, he'll be the Secretary of Commerce.
Yeah. It's sad because it's true. Oh. He'll be in charge of the Department of Education.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he was standing up for, you know, the common man.
Oh, man. Back to reality.
Stupid reality.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody who wears a plain khaki baseball cap.
Ooh, hot, 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 hot.
Yeah.
What? Oh, hot, 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 hot.
What if it's corduroy?
Who wears a cap that doesn't have any logos on it? A plain baseball hat makes you look sketchy. Does what a toddler would wear.
It is. He's like a tattooed toddler. Yeah.
You know what else makes you look sketchy? A flat hat that's got a really cartoonish ball and bat on it.
And when you're only 2 feet tall.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't make a kid look sketchy because
kids
are kids.
Why are you wearing a hat? You can't even hold your hand still.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started if you still have the sticker on the brim.
Oh, you know Hotwing doesn't abide by that.
Oh,
are you kidding?
No, that's very terrible
sticker
behavior
on the brim.
Suspicious little 2 foot weirdo with Paw Patrol on your shirt.
Are there any other?
You know I'm right.
Are there any other like bland clothing options we should be aware of to know that someone is a bad person other than the plain khaki hat?
No, I don't think so. Not in this case. I don't know. I mean, it's case by case.
Okay.
Like, I don't just keep them all in my back pocket.
What if somebody wears a gray sweatshirt like Hans and Franz?
Just a plain gray sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Suspect.
Oh, I like gray sweatshirts.
Yeah. With nothing on it? Yeah. Checks out, Howie.
Yeah.
Suspect.
But that, yeah. It's a little sus. Not nearly as bad as plain khaki baseball cap.
But we learned all this.
Yeah. Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.